Today is Thursday, March 1st, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. The National Network for Excellence in Neuroscience Clinical Trials is accelerating the clinical trial process for neurological diseases like spinal muscular atrophy, with the expectation of bringing medications to market in less time, with fewer costs and less risks. Clinical studies for neurological diseases are typically long and arduous, taking many years and a lot of money to complete. As such, developing medications to treat these conditions also is long and expensive. With funding from the National Institutes of Health and leadership from the University of Iowa, NeuroNext is a consortium that brings together 25 academic healthcare research institutions nationwide to facilitate and diminish costs associated with clinical trials for neurological diseases. The consortium is designed to facilitate patient recruitment, help control quality and methodological standardization across studies, and to assist data gathering in the most efficient and most cost-effective way possible, which already facilitates cross-referencing and compatibility of results. The consortium was originally funded in 2011, but results of its first trial weren't published until December 2017 in the Annals of Neurology, which is a large time gap that illustrates just how much time it can take to study neurological diseases. The two-year study, entitled Natural History of Infantile Onset Spinal Muscular Atrophy, led by researchers at The Ohio State University, observed biomarkers that indicate infantile onset SMA. The trial involved researchers at 15 NeuroNext sites, and the data collected were used to inform the U.S. Food and Drug Administration application for the approval of Spinraza. Looking at the natural history of 26 SMA infants and 27 controls, the data delineated meaningful change in clinical trials in infantile onset SMA, demonstrating the power and utility of NeuroNext to provide real-world, prospective natural history data sets and accelerate public and private drug development programs for rare diseases. The gene therapy AVXS-101, being developed by AveXis for SMA, is currently in clinical trials and soon may be available as well. Ultimately, the goal is to encourage more clinical trials in neurological disorders, see those trials through to completion, and ascertain if there is enough promise to go forward in drug development. NeuroNext focuses exclusively on phase 2 studies, which means researchers are not looking for a definitive answer to whether a treatment is effective, but are instead seeking to learn more about a potential treatment to decide whether there is enough evidence to justify the cost and complexity of a larger, more definitive phase 3 trial. Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today community editor Kevin Schaefer.
Last week on the Comedy Central series Drunk History, an episode centered on civil rights featured a sketch about the disability rights movement. This 7-minute sketch focuses on disability rights activist Judy Heumann and how her efforts in the 1970s led to the passage of Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. This law prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities in places or programs that receive financial assistance from the government, and was the first major law in U.S. history to protect the rights of citizens with disabilities. As the narrators in this sketch discuss, people with disabilities at this time were not second, but third-class citizens. One of the most interesting aspects of this sketch is that Comedy Central actually uses disabled actors and comedians to play disabled characters. Human is portrayed here by Glee actress Ali Stroker, while deaf actor Sean Birdie plays Frank Bowe, a deaf activist who founded the American Coalition of Citizens with Disabilities. Other notable appearances include Glee alum Lauren Potter, an actress with Down syndrome, actor and comedian Zach Anner, and actor Ajani A.J. Murray. Both Anner and Murray have cerebral palsy. Drunk History is a half-hour series hosted by Derek Waters, in which he and other narrators talk about historical events while sharing a few drinks. These events are then reenacted by a wide range of performers and celebrities. The show airs Tuesday nights on Comedy Central at 10 nights central. Be sure to check out this video and more on the SMA News Today forums page. And be sure to follow SMA News Today for daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. I'm Kevin Schaefer, community editor for SMA News Today.